This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour. MUT Interim Vice Chancellor and Principal outlines vision and major milestones in staff address. And in other news, KZN Premier urges citizens to drive continental unity beyond politics. The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. Demonstrating a commitment to transparency and collaborative leadership, Mangosuthu University of Technology Interim Vice Chancellor and Principal, Professor Rochelle Songa, recently delivered a comprehensive progress update to university staff at the town hall meeting on the 12th of August 2026. Professor Songa used the platform to celebrate institutional milestone, announce operational shift, and rally staff around the shared vision for academic excellence. A central highlight of the address was the announcement that MUT has achieved an unqualified audit opinion. Professor Songa lauded the finance department for its pivotal role in the milestone, celebrating the leadership of Chief Financial Officer Bulelani Mahlangu. Having joined MUT in March, Professor Songa also noted a visible improvement in the university's overall campus aesthetics, crediting the operations team, particularly Gugulu Shosi, the facilities manager, for the transformation. She further highlighted upcoming expansion efforts, spotlighting the North Campus as the next in line for beautification. To support academic staff in thriving, management is revising several internal policies. Key changes include promotion policy, a streamlined approach where acquiring a PhD will automatically position staff for promotion to senior lecturer. Staff will also have to publish from their doctoral research. Also, the existing research supports will be improved. The university will create a dedicated time and space for academic staff to conduct and publish research. And lastly, there will be a modification to the Staff Excellence Awards to ensure inclusivity, making sure every staff member feels honored and respected. In other news, KZN Premier Tami Ntuli says continental unity cannot be an aspiration expressed only by political leaders. The Premier was speaking during the SADC public lecture at UKZN in Westville on Friday. Strengthening regional cooperation, Ntuli says solidarity must be felt by ordinary citizens through education, the media, and cultural exchanges and people-to-people relations. He says this will help communities across borders to see one another as neighbors, partners, and fellow Africans.
Regional economy. Durban is Africa's busiest port. Richards Bay is the gateway for regional trade. The North-South Corridor runs through this province, linking us to Zambia, to the Democratic Republic of Congo, to Zimbabwe, and beyond. When SADC trade grows, KwaZulu-Natal grows. When our roads move faster, our regions move faster. Our infrastructure is not provincial infrastructure, it is regional infrastructure. We therefore carry a responsibility beyond our provincial borders. Every rand we invest in our port serves this region.
And finally, umsakazi Metro FM uLamise Holworthy ukhale ngabantu besifazane abamhlambalaze ngumzimba wakhe ngesikhathi kwembula kwembeswa kuye esibhedlele eqaleni kwaleli sonto. uLamise Holworthy osakaze The Penthouse Sessions kwiMetro FM ngomgqibelo ngo-3 ntambama phuthunyiswe esibhedlele kwembula kwembeswa kuye ngesonto eledlule. Uthe uyabonga kubo bonke ngemthandazo yabo. Wathi ezinsukwini ezidlule bekukubi futhi kubuhlungu ngendlela engachazeki. Wathi kodwa uNkulunkulu uzivezile ngendlela eziningi angeke naye azicabanga noma azichaze. uLamise oyindodakazi kaChicco Thwala uthe ucishe wafa. Uthe ngesikhathi kubona ngokusa kuye kunabantu besifazane ebebehlekisa ngobubi bomzimba wakhe. Uthe abantu bamchukuluze ngesithombe asishuthe emcimbini obuseBloemfontein. Uthe ubegqoke ngamabomu ingubo emveza amathanga ngoba ubefuna abantu babone ukuthi nosaziwayo bayaba ne-cellulite nama-stretch marks. Uthe kuwubulima ukuba umuntu wesifazane azame ukumbukela phansi ngalokho. Uthe kubuhlungu ukuthi ukuhlambalaza ngabantu besifazane ekubeni nenyanga yokubungaza ingakapheli futhi esalwele impilo yakhe esibhedlela. Iqhuba olamizi uthe ngeke aze ajabulise uSathane ekubeni umzimba wakhe bewuthwele kanzima ezinsukwini ezedlule. In your money markets this morning, West Texas Intermediate crude oil is trading at $81.71 per barrel. Gold is trading at $4,375 per ounce, a decrease of more than 0.57%. Platinum spot is down by 0.56%, trading at $1,766 per troy ounce. The dollar is currently 16 rands 14 cents, with a 0.01% increase, while the euro is at 18 rand 71 cents, with a 0.92% change since yesterday. Now let's recap our top stories this hour. MUT Interim Vice Chancellor and Principal outlines vision and major milestones in staff address, and KZN Premier urges citizens to drive continental unity beyond politics. And that is all from myself this hour. We'll be back with the news headlines at 9:30. For MUT Radio News, I am Ndisi Ngubane.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.